of wheat to an acre? 40?
Bushels.
Okay, what's about an average for corn around here, reckon?
Well, really, I don't know, but ain't been no average this year.
There's none at all.
Now, that's right. I would say the average farmer, they makes about, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 bushels to the acre. Now, we got some farmers around here that really make good corn.
Okay.
You know, when the weather's right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what do you do with oats or wheat to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Let me see you. Wait now. I know.
You have to have it?
Let me see. You have to, I know you have to separate, but you have to thresh it.
Okay.
Thresh it.
Okay. If you and someone else have a job to do, and when you're telling about it, you might say, well, you and I have something to do. Okay. And if you're speaking, if you're not talking to him, but you're just talking about him, you might say, well, this job is for
both of us.
Okay. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you might say that, and are coming over.
Just saying, Sarah and I.
Okay.
Is coming over.
Okay. And if you didn't want to say her name, you'd just say,
my friend.
Okay. But if you just want to say, you know, like she or her or whatever, you'd say
she and I.
Okay. And if you knock at the door and somebody says, who's there, you say it's
Mary.
Okay. And if you don't want to say your name, you know they'll recognize your voice, you just say, well, it's
me.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are to somebody else, you say, he's not as tall as
I am.
Okay. And then talking again, you might say, well, I'm not as
tall as she.
Okay. talking about how you can do something, you might say, well, he can do that a lot better than
I can.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, just he was tired out, you say, well, 2 miles is
too,
he could go. All is
too much. He's exhausted.
Okay, and put a word in front, in the middle of that. 2 miles is
too much.
He could go. 2 miles is
farther than he could go.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you say it's
not mine.
If
it's
it belongs
hers.
To her, you say it's
hers.
To them, you say it's
theirs.
To her, it's
hers.
Okay. If people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, you might say to them, now, come back again. Talking to two or three people, you'd say,
you all come back again.
Okay. if somebody has been to a party and started to leave and you're asking about the wraps, and you'd say, now, ours are here. Where are
theirs?
Okay, and if it's them, you're talking to them. Where are
hers?
Okay, but talking to you, where are two or three people? Where are you?
Where are they?
Talking to you.
Where is mine?
You all.
You all.
Okay. Didn't do that very well again either. Okay. Would you be more likely to say you all? In other words, you probably would.
Yes, ma'am.
Talking to more than one person.
That's
okay.
Right.
And if you're asking about a speaker's remark, somebody else heard the speech and you didn't get to go, you might say, well, blank did he say? Put a word in front of that.
What did he say?
Okay. If no one else will look out for some children, you might say, well, now, they've just got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, you might say, well,
he will have to do it himself.
And